Welcome to Tahoe Project. This is part two in the interview with Norma Santiago, El Dorado County Supervisor. So Norma, you have represented the Lake Tahoe Basin in El Dorado County now for going on 7 years. Mm-hmm. And in that time, you've really developed relationships with different nodes of the community, and even the representation that you've been asked to prefer has changed in just with the redistricting. So now you also represent
Pollock Pines
mm-hmm. in El Dorado County. Just to give us an example of how you have honed in on opportunity in a community, and I know that you've done this across many communities, I'd like to ask you about the Myers community today, because I've seen you in action there, and ask you about the Myers community plan update. What's going on there, and what you see, again, as opportunities and challenges in the coming year?
Well, I am very, very excited about this, because I remember back in 2010 when the Myers Roundtable saying that one of the things that I want to do in my term in office is I want to make sure that the Myers Community Plan not only got updated, but was implemented. Back in June, with the board's permission, we morphed or changed the Myers Roundtable to what we call the Myers Community Advisory Council. The Advisory Council's main purpose is to look at the update of the Myers Community Plan, look at the plan, what components are, and to help us move to what the community of Myers and the Myers community at large wants to look like. Okay. So as you know, in the regional plan update, local jurisdictions are going to be responsible for developing their area plans. And so our area plan boundary is pretty extensive. It's essentially the unincorporated area of El Dorado County. And what we are doing then is make area plans within the area plans. Like, we have the town center, which is the Myers, which right now the Myers Community Plan addresses. Anyway, this council is back in July, I believe it was July, we first had our first community meeting, and we just wanted to come up with what the vision, what the mission, what the mission of the Myers community is. And through this process that was facilitated by Michael Ward, there were three things that came out. Number one, that the Myers community is very family-centric. We talked about access to recreation as being an economic driver for the community. And the other thing, too, is we want to be an example and model of sustainability for the not only for the community, but for the entire basin. So anyway, the long and the short of it, there's been a lot of great things coming about it. And we've been having some really good discussions on how we proceed with the update of the Myers Community Plan. And that's what's coming up on November the 7th. Will be the first time where we are actually going to have what we call community plan element workshops. It's a workshop. It's going to go from 5:30 to 8:30. And this will be held over at the, it's right behind the Lake Valley Fire Department. There's some modular units there. It's 2211 Keetac. And the information is on our website for El Dorado County.
So it's Wednesday, November 7th at 5:30 at the fire station in Myers. And you said the address is?
2211 Keetac. And then the Tahoe Paradise Park element of this is very important, because with the Myers community, with that recreational access being a big component of this whole of the plan in the way of utilizing recreation as an economic development engine or market cluster, we want to make sure that what we do is we're able to link the park with other trail systems that are within the outskirts of Myers. So making sure that the park is really very closely linked to the community, so that there are those linkages that happen. And Tahoe Paradise Park is in the process of starting to scope for its own master plan. So this, again, is an opportunity for the public to start vetting some concerns about the park, or what they would like to see at the park, or how they would like to see the Myers community be a plan be integrated with the park master plan.
This is the close of part two in the interview with Norma Santiago. Thank you for listening at TahoeProject.org.